Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. We just stop by to say thank you. I come to say thank you for waking me up this morning. Clothing my right mind, I say thank you. Oh, because this is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Father, for your grace and mercy, how it sustained us all as we slept and slumber on last night. And I come to say thank you. I come to plead the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere, because we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. And I say thank you, Lord God, for waking us all up today, God, to know who we are, who we belong to. And I say thank you. Lift up the visionary of this line, Father God. Continue to pour back into him as he pour out to your people near and far, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, continuously pour back into Aretha and strengthen her and her entire family. She's so faithful behind the scenes, Father God. So cover and keep her, Lord God, and her entire family, Father God. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. Lift up Mother Sydney and her family to you today, Father God. Continuously strengthen their family, Father God. Heal and deliver and set free, Father God. And we say thank you. We lift up the whole Matthews family today, Father God, from mom, dad, to the youngest, Lord God. Cover and keep them all, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against the Matthew family should prosper. Every tongue rivaled shall be condemned. And we say thank you. We thank you for our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, Father God. Cover them all, Lord God, from the oldest to the youngest, the great-grandchildren, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We welcome you in our services of today. Have your way today in our service today. Rule and reign and heal and deliver and set free today, Father God. From the pulpit to the door, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We welcome you in our homes to rule and reign today. We offer you in our neighborhoods to rule and reign today, to drive out spirits in our neighborhoods that's not of the Holy Spirit. And we just come to bless your name today, because this is an awesome Sunday morning, an amazing day that you allowed us to see. We was able to wake up, look up, and get up, and we say thank you. We have eyes to see today, we say thank you. Ears to hear today, we say thank you. Arms to move around, we say thank you. And legs, Lord God, we say thank you. We thank you for the breath we breathe, Lord God. And we come to give you the praise and give you the glory, Father God. Oh, we just say thank you, Lord. We just say thank you, our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We come to bless your name today, Father, that you bring in heaven to earth with your healing power, your delivering power, Lord God. You're stopping by the hospitals on today, Lord God. Heal and deliver those babies in St. Jude from cancer, Father God. Stop by Shriners Hospital to create miracle signs and wonders today, Lord God. Stop by all the other hospitals and nursing homes today, Lord God, and create miracle signs and wonders, Lord God. No matter how long they've been going through, Father God, you're still able to do exceedingly above all we can ask or think, Father. You did it for the lady with the issue of blood for 12 years. You did it for the lady who was bent over for 18 years. You know respect the person. You know respect the healer. In the name of Jesus. And we just come to bless your name today, Father God. Oh, we come to magnify your name today. Every household on this line today, we ask you to do a new thing in them, through them, for them, and around them, Lord God. A fresh fire, your anointing, destroy yokes and burdens in their households today, God. And we come to give you the praise, we give you the glory. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You worthy to be praised in the midst of storms. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for being who you are in our lives, oh, Father. Thank you, Father God, for being King and Lord of Lords, and God of Lords in our lives, oh, Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for healing us, O Father God, and correcting us, O Father God, and guiding us, O Father God, through our daily trials and tribulations, O Father God, situations and circumstances that we go through. Thank you for holding our hands, O Father God, and correcting us, speaking to our hearts, speaking to the inner man, so that we may make the right decisions, O Father God, during this time, O Father God. O Father God, where your word stands tall and strong up in our hearts, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for keeping us, O Father God, for keeping us on the right path, O Father God. Even when you see, O Father God, that we may waver or be tossed to and fro, O Father God. Father God, you rise up your word within our conscious minds, O Father God, and we stand strong upon it, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for your delivering power, O Father God, for delivering us, O Father God, from the things that have had us bound, O Father God, mentally, physically, and spiritually, O Father God. Thank you for removing fear, O Father God, in all areas, O Father God, within us, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for fear, O Father God, not dominating us, O Father God, and keeping us, O Father God, for making our decisions, O Father God, from that place. Oh, thank you for your delivering power up in that area, O Father God. And thank you, Father God, for removing fear and replacing it, O Father God, with the attributes, O Father God, of you, O Father God, that will keep us, O Father God, upon the right and straight and narrow path, O Father God. Oh, thank you, O Father God, for guiding us, O Father God, to the eye of the needle, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, Father God, for strengthening us, O Father God, in all areas of our life, O Father God. Oh, Father God, because we need you, oh, Father God. Oh, we need you, oh, Father God. We need you, oh, Father God, in every area of our life, every endeavor, and every situation, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for not letting, oh, Father God, the things of the world, oh, Father God, and the things with me that we may hear and see, oh, Father God, through the media, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for giving us the sermon up in that area, oh, Father God, to see, oh, Father God, beyond the smoke screen, beyond what is being failed, beyond what is being seen, oh, Father God, but you, oh, Father God, revealing truth, oh, Father God, to us, oh, Father God, by the things that is presented to us. So we thank you, oh, Father God, for keeping us, oh, Father God, in that area of our heart. Oh, we thank you for your hedge of protection, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for all that you have done. All the things that you are going to do up in our lives, O Father God, and all of the areas, O Father God, even known to us that you are keeping us, O Father God, from experiencing, Father God, because it is not the time, O Father God. Thank you for keeping us, O Father God, for that appointed time, O Father God, your power and your grace or your mercy and whatever that is needed at that time, O Father God. We are daily vessels, O Father God, to be used by you and you alone. Because your voice is our voice, and your spirit is on the spirit that we adhere to and abide by, Father God. Oh, Father God, all of the other things, oh, Father God, that has been presented to us in our lifetime, oh, Father God, that is not of you, oh, Father God. Thank you for washing us with the water of your word, Father God, and restoring us to our rightful place in you. Thank you for renewing our mind, oh, Father God, and establishing the mind of Christ within us, oh, Father God, to see as you see, oh, Father God, and to do as you do, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father. Thank you, oh, Father God, for being the Father of our lives, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we know you, but believe in you, love you, touch you, and all things, oh, Father God, that were given to us, oh, Father God, that have tried to sway us, oh, Father God, to give thoughts and power and energy, our spirit, oh, Father God, to that deceitful spirit. Oh, we thank you for your hand setting us free, oh, Father God. Thank you for removing the blinders from off our eyes, oh, Father God, so that we, oh, Father God, see the way you see and ultimately love the way that you love, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we are grateful and thankful, oh, Father God, for everything that you have done, oh, Father God. And we, oh, Father God, your children will continue to do so, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we don't want to miss you, Father God, during this dispensation in time, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, what you are asking us to do at this time, Father God, may seem foreign to us to do. Oh, Father God, but being sons and servants of your word, Father God, that we stand upon, oh, Father God. Oh, we, Father God, are ready to be used by you, oh, Father God, as spiritual warriors, oh, Father God, and having the eyes, oh, Father God, and the heart of love, oh, Father God, be used by you in every area, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we do not, oh, Father God, want to miss, oh, Father God, your prophetic words, oh, Father God, that have been spoken, oh, Father God, in your word, oh, Father God, in our hearts, oh, Father God, to pass, oh, Father God. Because in your word, you say you desire for all to prophesy. So, oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for giving us those things, oh, Father God, to prophesy, oh, Father God. So those things, oh, Father God, may be able to come to earth and may be able to open doors of, oh, Father God, because we are in great need, oh, Father God, of understanding during this time and discernment and wisdom and revelation and interpretation, oh, Father God, so that we may be guided, Father God, by your spirit, oh, Father God. Please, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Yahshua HaWah, Mashiach, oh, Father God, increase, oh, Father God, our spiritual revelation, keeping alert and sensitive, oh, Father God, to the thing that you want us to see here and decree, oh, Father God. During this here time, oh, Father God, without revelations, oh, Father God, there is no restraint to flesh, oh, Father God. And we do not want to drift, oh, Father God, from your call, purpose, and destiny that you have for our life. For again, oh, Father God, search us, oh, Father God, through thoroughly, O Father God, and remove everything, O Father God, in us that offend you, O Father God, and that may cause us to drift, O Father God. O Father God, bring your light, love, and power and truth in every part of our spirit, soul, and body, O Father God, filling us up, O Father God, in every area with your Holy Spirit, O Father God, so that we be one with you in every area. Oh, Father God, grant us the illumination, visitation through your word, oh, Father God, keeping us in divine position, oh, Father God, ready to move, ready to take orders for you and you alone. And in that, oh, Father God, from your divine orders, oh, Father God, we thank you for establishing divine health, divine saving, oh, Father God, in a divine way, Father God, expressing your character, oh, Father God, love, oh, Father God, and will, upon the earth as we move and have our being in you, O Father God. As you said in your word, as it is in heaven, so shall it be upon earth, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for making us plain, O Father God, the way that you understand and love each and every one of us, O Father God, individually, O Father God, because you know that when you are able to count the hand upon our head, you are so awesome, O Father God, that you are so awesome, O Father God, that you are able, oh, Father God, to deal with every individually for where they are at in life, in you, and with you, oh, Father God, and being used, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for making everything plain and simple, oh, Father God, to us, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, oh, Father God, for all the things that you have given us and for divine help, oh, Father God. We thank you for divine spiritual understanding again, oh, Father God. Father God, because in that, oh, Father God, we are able to stand strong, oh, Father God, on your word, oh, Father God, and not be tossed to and fro by the by feelings, oh, Father God, and those that may try to turn rampant up in our mind and in our body to discourage us from moving forward. But we thank you for divine strength and divine favor again, oh, Father God, for what you have given us to do and those things that you have given us to do to be established and come to pass. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for teaching us to use our words correctly, to speak the words into the atmosphere, because in your word that you say that they do not come back void. Oh, Father God, thank you, oh, Father God, for giving us restraint, oh, Father God, to catch every thought captive, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for everything that is spoken, known, unknown, visible, and invisible. Father God, you are the Lord of God, and laws and all those things in our lives, oh, Father God. Things that we understand, things that we do not understand, things that we have encountered, things we have not encountered yet. But we thank you, oh, Father God, for preparing us and keeping us, oh, Father God, for such times as these. We are approaching and encroaching ourselves upon. Oh, thank you, oh, Father God, for the trauma, Father God, up in our lives, oh, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for taking the reins, Father God, within our lives, oh, Father God, physically, spiritually, all time, oh, Father God, that we are in. Oh, we thank you for deliverance. We thank you for your atoning love, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for threatening us in every area of our lives, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for the system that you have created here on this earth for us to abide by, mentally, physically, and spiritually. They will all work hand in hand and be balanced, oh, Father God, by your word, oh, Father God. And we are not going to be tossed to and fro, oh, Father God. We're not going to move in fear, oh, Father God. But we're going to stand strong, oh, Father God, in the things that you've given us to do and the word that you have written and established in our hearts, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we are tunneled vision, oh, Father God, in establishment upon your word during this dispensation season and time, and we shall not be moved. And the love that you have given us, oh, Father God, is able to do more than we ever ask or think, oh, Father God, in our mind. But you, oh, Father God, are establishing those things in us, and even through us, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing, oh, Father God. We thank you for what you are allowing at this time, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, that we are learning the lessons to be learned during the dispensation season and time. Oh, we thank you for the strong enemy within our lives, oh, Father God, and you have given us the ability to destroy the enemy within us. Oh, thank you, oh, Father God, for teaching us to know ourselves, oh, Father God, and to remove the loss from out of our eyes, oh, Father God, in every area, oh, Father God, so that we, oh, Father God, in the name of love, oh, Father God, and through Yahshua HaMashiach, oh, Father God, that those things, oh, Father God, will be established in others, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, O Father God, dominating everything, O Father God, for you being the head, O Father God, of every understanding and knowledge that you have allowed us to receive, O Father God, and to come into our lives and to use those experiences, O Father God, to establish your kingdom, O Father God, the enemy may have had his hand in. Oh, thank you, O Father God, once again, O Father God, for removing the blindness of all. More for our eyes that we may see, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for healing us, O Father God. And we thank you even for preparing the hearts of your people to receive the word, O Father God, that is being spoken today that will fall upon good ground, O Father God. O Father God, and nothing shall be able to snatch that word, O Father God, from them, O Father God, or confuse them, O Father God, even toss them before. But it will fall upon the ground and manifest and establish itself within their lives, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you and honor you and glorify you. And again, O Father God, thank you for your atoning power, O Father God, in this season, O Father God. O, we thank you, O Father God, for establishing us and restoring us, O Father God, in this season. O, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, O Father God, for making all things new. Oh, we thank you for the beginning, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, oh, Father God. We love you, we honor you, and we thank you. Shalom.
Father, we surely give your name the glory. We honor your name, precious Father, for surely you are worthy. You desire us to serve you, Lord God. And we're to worship you, Lord God, in the inward parts. We thank you even now, Lord God, as we look to you, as we exalt you, as we extol you, as we come before you, Father God, in humility, as we come before you thanking you, as we come before you worshiping you, as we come before you adoring you, as we come to you lifting you up and exalting you, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you've given us the opportunity, even as you allowed us to be awakened this day, because so many have not awakened, but did not awaken, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, to know you, Lord God, to close your eyes and not to know you, to close your eyes and not to have, Lord God, been in your presence. To close our eyes, Lord God, for the last time and not to know that you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings, oh, my Father. We pray in this hour, oh, God, even concerning, Lord God, the generations. We pray even in this hour, Lord God, that everyone that have a desire, oh God, to know you, that every interruption, everything that would hinder, Lord God, them from coming to know you in a personal way, coming to know you in a personal relationship, coming to know you because they love you, coming to know you because there's a longing in their heart to seek after you. Lord God, we pray for the generation that is to come. We pray even now, Lord God, the generation that is to take the baton. Lord God, we pray even now, Lord God, that there is within them, Lord God, an internal, Lord God, desire to know you as Father, to know you, Lord, as Lord, to know the Holy Spirit intimately. Father God, we thank you even now, Lord God, even in this hour, oh God, that on the inside of us, Lord God, our desire is that everything be moved out of the way and that only you remain in the temple. Only you, Father. Oh, Father God, we thank you even now that you have given us that authority, that we're able to do just like the Lord did. We're able to take the cord and go inside of the temple and whip out that which is not of you. Lord God, even in the midst of who we are, because the Holy Spirit dwells in us. And if anything is in that temple, we have been given full authority to take that and go on the inside and whip it out. Oh, my Father, we thank you even now that you have given us that authority. Lord God, even as we pray it and preparing that the next generation, oh, God, is to take, Lord God, that which you have placed, oh, Father, that which, Lord God, was left, oh, Father, that which was instilled, oh, Father, that which, Lord God, was prayed in, oh, Father, that which was spoken in, O Father, that which, Lord God, was decreed in, O Father. We thank you even now, O Father. We thank you even now, Lord God, because you desire, O God, you desire a people. Oh, my Father, you desire a people that will long after you, that would desire you, that would worship you, that would exalt you, that would lift you up. A people, Lord God, oh, Father God, that's not afraid to go into places where you have assigned them to go. That's not afraid, Lord God, to speak your word with a boldness. That's not afraid, Lord God, to have, Lord God, their faith like a flint, to go in. Speak that into places where others may be afraid to speak, where others may be afraid to grab the sword, where others may be afraid, Lord God, to stand, where others may be afraid, Lord God, oh God, to lift up their head, where others may be afraid, Lord God, and tormented by forces of darkness. Father God, you have a remnant that is, Lord God, that you are, Lord God, instilling that which you desire in, that will go in places where others would not go. Oh, Father God, that will speak things that others would not speak. Oh, God, that would decree things that others would not decree. Oh, Father God, that will move in a way that others would not move. Oh, Father God, that will snatch those from the clutches of hell that others will be afraid of. My Father God, that will go into places, Lord God, likened unto the Lord going into the land of Gadara, which actually, Lord God, was a descendant of Jacob, oh God, who was held bound by thousands of demons. Lord God, you have given unto us a fortitude that we're willing to go into the gates. Oh, Father God, we're to possess the gates. Oh, my Father, we are going to places, Lord God, and we are to see those that are bound, Lord God, and we're to take authority over the forces of darkness, and we're to see those, Lord God, who desire to be free, fall to their knees and weep, and Lord God, fall to their knees and begin to worship you, oh Father, as the authority will come forth out of our mouth and command the forces of darkness to loose them, oh God, that are bound, oh God, in chains, that are bound in the mind, that are bound, oh God, with lies and deception and traps and snares, that are bound, oh God, by that which the enemy would send of the air, oh God, of the forces that will be attached to those things that deals with the air and those things that deal in the land and those things that deal in the sea. Oh, Father God, those principalities, oh, God, oh, Father God, that will come against, oh, God, those that you have called for your kingdom. But, Father God, you're raising up those, oh, God, that will dispense in the generation to come that which was stand, that which will grab the sledgehammer, that which will grab the sword of the Spirit, that will go into the places of worship and adore your name and extol your name and lift up your name and
slain the kings and placed the nobles in fetters of iron. Father, those that you reveal, Lord God, Psalms 8, oh, Father, because you say these are that you would, Lord God, explode, God, show forth the paths of the sea, that you will show forth, Lord God, oh, Father, and Psalms 8, the paths of the sea, that you will show, Lord God, according to the book of Revelation, that reveal, Lord God, that there was something that was called a beast, a governing system that came, Lord God, out of the sea, the Father, and you said it had the makeup of multitudes, nations, tongues. Oh, my Father, my Father God, you're showing forth your people that will stand, oh God, that will reveal to your people that they would not be snatched, Lord God, of the enemy, oh my Father, but they will stand with a boldness, oh God, that you will not on Sunday, that you will reveal, Lord God, would watch, oh Father, they will be in, that they're able, Lord God, to rebuke the winds, Lord God, not of the forces of darkness, and they're able to speak to the waves of situations, circumstances. They're able to speak to the waves, oh God, of deception, of lies. They're able to speak to it and command it in alignment with the word of God, that we're even able to take our own flesh and submit it, oh God, under the mighty hand of God. And you say, then we're able to rebuke the hand of the enemy. My Father God, we give your name forever the glory of my Father as we call him forth to speak your word to the generation to come, that they may not cross them and make it. My Father, as you were crossing it, yeah, because you said evil communication corrupts the good manners, but you would see this, Lord God, oh God, oh God, to show them, Lord, which communications they are to connect to, which things, Lord God, there to be an expose to, which things, Lord God, there to actually push, oh God, which things there to tread upon, which things, Lord God, there to stand. My Father, having done all, my Father, we give your name forever the glory, oh God, as we magnify your name and extol your name, as you called us, Lord God, you said to present our body a living sacrifice, and you say that is to be holy and acceptable unto you, my Father God, as you have placed within us, oh God, to prepare the next generation, even as Josiah did, because Lord God is stood, oh my Father God, in tearing down things in the temple that was none of you, and the weeping and the repentance and the calling forth of an entire nation to choose, my Father. I pray in this hour, Lord, that there will be a rising of a people, oh my Father, that will cry out for the little ones, that will cry out, Lord God, my Father God, that we would not be lax. No, we would desire tolerance. We would not tolerate that which is not of our Father. We would not tolerate it, nor will we accept it. We would only accept that which is of the Lord, and knowing that those that make it in, you say, scarcely make it in, my Father, my Father. We pray in this hour according to your word in Isaiah 53. You say, let the will of the Father prosper in our hands. My Father, we pray, thy will be done, thy kingdom come. Let it be within us, O God. Oh, my Father. As it is in heaven, my Father, you say, store up our treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not, Lord God,
collect, my Father, we cry out for the generation to come, my Father, that we will not consume, we will not be consumed by that which say, oh God, we accept anything. Just come on in. No, we don't accept anything, not really concerning our spirit man, but all are welcome to come, that we do not leave like we come, because that was the Holy Ghost fire that will come down from heaven and consume that which is not of the Father, that will transform our lives, that will cause, Lord God, our very persona to magnify your name, our very presence to emanate that of your spirit, that will cause the enemy to shake, my Father, that will cause us to go into territories and regions and decree your word. My Father, we cry out in this hour. We do not want to be a part of that according to Daniel 8, 23, 24, 25, when it says, when the fullness of the transgressor, and we know the transgressor is not those that don't know you, but those that do know you, but rejected the truth. My Father, we desire you. We desire you, my Father. Let us, Lord God, purge ourselves with the hyssop. Wash us that we may be whole. My Father, we thank you now that we're able to speak in the atmosphere and decree and declare healing to the nation. My Father, as we cry out, because you say, physician, heal thyself. We command destruction to every thought that is contrary to the nature and the kingdom of the living God, that which will say it cannot be so. But we rebuild the lying mouth of the enemy. So our Father said, absolutely nothing is impossible to him that believes. My Father, we thank you even now, and we give your name forever the glory, oh my God. We thank you even now, Lord God, as we exalt your name, as we worship your name. My Father, we will not and do not desire to be consumed by the things of the world, oh my Father. So our inward part desire, even as the deer panted, oh my Father, concerning the water brook, our so panted for thee, my Father, we desire thee, we long for thee, we seek for thee, even as in the Song of Solomon, we're searching for thee, even as the one, Lord God, who found the pearl, oh God, he realized it was something, oh my Father, that had to be treasured, my Father, we give your name the glory, we honor your name, oh Father. Father, as we pull down strongholds, as we take Lord God and shake off the viper, as we crush the anaconda that would just squeeze the life out of, but we know even as you place the hook in Leviathan, because no one is greater than the Father himself, there is none, because all must bow before the Lord of glory. We all must bow before him, even as the 24 elders bow before you as they cry out, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, you are making heaven and earth. My Father, we surely cry out. We cry out in this hour, my Father, as we cry out that our young ones, that they will stand in this day, knowing who they serve. They will not shadow the fence. They will not be in a gray zone. They will choose this day, even as, Lord God, Joshua spoke. My Father, let this as we choose be that which will be the standard, oh my Father, to know that once we come into that place, my Father, we have made a decision of God whom we will serve, my Father. As the spirit of Baal, God, not so much, and the gods have raised their hands all throughout this nation and throughout the seven continents. My Father, we pray that the people of God will rise up, go into the regions and the territories and the continents where the Father has assigned you to go. Go in the spirit, as the Father will bring you up, as he did Ezekiel, as we will take with authority in those regions to snatch those from the clutches of my Father, my Father, my Father, that we will not be known as a reflection of the world, but that we will be known as the image of our Father and not the image of the beast. Because your word says the whole world wondered after the image of the beast. Then we would have to study what that image is and all of us to know not to go after that image, but to understand that we were made in the image of our Father and in his likeness. My Father God, we stand in this hour. We stand in this hour, my Father, as you say, Lord. You're looking for those that would deal with the horsemen, my Father. We thank you even now, those that would deal with the spirit of fear, the spirit of my core, tormenting spirits that will torment the people of God in the night watch. Were those that will rise up in the watches and decree the word of God. My Father, those that will deal with the spirit that will spring a link, the spirit that will paralyze, the spirit that will rape, maim, and muscle the people of God from decreeing the word of God, from grabbing a battle axe, from grabbing a five smooth stones. My Father God, those that will go into places that others would not go out of fear, but we, Lord God, crush we stand in your word, my Father. We stand dealing with the kingdom of the marine. We crush and annihilate the spirit of the octopus, of the squid, that we try to squeeze the light out of. So we command destruction to the forces in the water. Destruction to the forces on the land. Destruction to that which is in the air. We command it is a mass of obliterated. We call for the non-faith is. As we decree a word, the satanic stronghold, my soul, that will seduce the minds of the young people, the old people, the middle-aged people, into idolatry, sexual immorality, wickedness, deception, my soul, as facilities have accepted in the drag worship. We crush it and annihilate it in the realm of the spirit as the forces have gone after the little one, trying to paralyze the mind with wicked thoughts from the littlest up to the oldest. But we go into the realm of the spirit and we do battle against the dark forces, and we call forth that of the kingdom of the living God. We call forth that of the kingdom of the living God. We cut off the strong man that's been assigned against the people of the living God. Not so that would have the people to accept accept whatever man say. Man does not hold the report, but the report according to Isaiah 53:1 says, whose report shall you believe? Whose report shall you believe? And Lord God, we make a decree in this hour. It is your report. Whatever you have stated is the manifestation that will come forth out of us. And Father, we forever give your name the glory. We bless your name, Father. We glorify your name, Father. We exalt your name, Father, forever in this hour. My Father, we pray even now, Lord, that the young ones will rise up. They will be, Lord God, like the Joshua and the Caleb. Lord, we can take it. We can take it. We can take it. And we pull down the spirit of the Anakim. We command destruction. We pull dogs that have been strangulated by the spirit of drugs, alcohol, deception, fornication, illusiveness. We command, loose them now by the authority of Yeshua, Mashiach. We cry for repentance throughout the land. Come nigh unto the Father. He is waiting. He is waiting. Hallelujah to the Lamb of the living God. For surely he's coming back no longer as the lamb, but as the lion of the tribe of Judah. And he's coming ready to battle against all those that rejected the truth. My Father God, we give your name, Father the glory, Father the glory, Father the glory, both now and forever. Father, we exalt your name. Hallelujah. To the Lamb of the living God.
Atmosphere is changing. Nothing stays the same. Heaven is waiting for the mention of the name. The spirit is moving, burning like a flame. Healing broken by the one we proclaim. Raise it up, fill the sky. Chains will fall, mountains move, we lift him high. Speak the name above all other names. Speak the name the wind and waves obey. All the high.
God bless you and happy to be to you, and I welcome you on this day to another prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am yours truly, prophet and teacher, Lorraine Matthews, and I welcome each and every one of you who are joining us from around the United States and around the world. We bless you on today for joining us. And we want to give God all the praise, the glory, and we want to give the honor for those of you who are connecting with us and those who are reconnecting with us. And certainly we bless God for you, you, and you. Thank you, intercessors and prayer warriors for ministry gift that are laying the foundation of prayer and the power of intercession in the land. We bless the Lord for you on today. And certainly we thank God for your governmental position in the kingdom of God as you're slaying the hand of the enemy with the sound and the frequency for which God has given you to dominate the earth. Man, we honor the Lord for you on today. And certainly, I don't take it lightly of the duty and the role and the responsibility that so many of you play in advancing the kingdom of God with the word of God in you and in your frequency. So I thank God for you on today, prayer warriors and ministry gift. We are in the new month of the year. And I'm telling you, it has started with such power and authority. Intercessors and prayer warriors who are engaging the people into the things of the kingdom of God. Be blessing the Lord for you. Thank God for your position and the posture for which God has given you to be in as it relates to prayer and the kingdom of God. So I thank God for you and thank God for your role, duty, and the responsibility for which you are standing on God's word of today. We have been teaching for a while now and sharing from the book of Daniel. And Daniel's book is really setting the stage for many things in the lives of many of the people of God. So we thanking God for the book of Daniel and how important it is for so many of us. And thanking God for the word of God that comes from the book of Daniel and how this particular book is it's a very powerful one. And the more, if you study the book of Daniel and the life of Daniel, you'll understand it was far greater than just a lion den Daniel life of his warfare, but it was his responsibility to be able to rule in a time, in a nation, where there were so many demonic forces that were going on. And Daniel was a strategic warrior in the spirit realm. He was able to handle the hand of the enemy during ancient times and serve under ancient deity God, and how his power and his relationship with God was so awesome. And he did not deviate from the course of his mission and the mission statement and the things that the Lord has given him to share with those ancient kings. He was able to gain the heart of the king. And when you read the word of God, you will find the more you study the book of Daniel, the more you'll become open to really understand strategically the strategic presence and the power of God's hand over the life of Daniel and his impact that he had over these kingdoms, which leads me into what I want to share today with you from the book of Daniel. And I'm going to recap on a few things because I think for many of us who study and who are following us from the book of Daniel, you have to really understand this particular book that is very important for us to know how important the book of Daniel is to us. And when you're studying this particular book, you're studying the events. You're studying the events here. And when you're studying these events, the book of Daniel is a very powerful book. Let me just go here. It's a powerful book because of its revelation and its revealing details of all of the things that are going on in this time. And you have to study it really, really carefully. And when you study it really, really carefully, it'll bring you into knowledge and understanding of the Word of God. So pray with me, we're talking about in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you today, Lord, we honor you, we reverence in you, we glorify and we magnify the name. Now God, open up our heart and our spirit and mind for the people of God to be able to receive the knowledge and the understanding of what's before the nation in this dispensation of time, Lord. Navigate their heart, mind, and soul, and spirit, and the directions in which you've called them to operate in. Father, we thank you for it right now. We want to give you praise, we want to give you glory, and we want to give you honor in the name of Jesus. Now we bind up the hand of the enemy. We're pulling down every demonic agency, strongholds, and assignment that will come against the men and women of God. We cast the devil out of the mind because the enemy is coming against the mind of the people and turning people over to a strong delusion. They rather believe the lies and the truth. God, we overturn every diabolical intent. God, cover ministry gifts all around the world. Strengthen and cover them. In the name of Jesus, we bind up the hand of Zedabel and we come against the stronghold of Ahab. God, we point out that the ancient festival events that have been perpetuated by the hand of the enemy, using it as a religious movement in the land. God, we overturn it, we find it out, and we cast it out. In Jesus' name, and Father, we thank you right now for what you're ready to do with the hand. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 All right, people of God, those that are joining us and sharing, please share with others. They will be blessed today. Thank you for your connecting and those who are reconnecting with us. We certainly bless the Lord for you. You are on today. How many know we're in such a prophetic time of God? Things are prophetically being connected to God's people and for the people of God. This is a strategic hour for the men and women of God to connect themselves and bring themselves and connect themselves to not only the things of God, but the knowledge and the knowledge of which God has for us. Now, as I was sharing with many of you, understanding the book of Daniel here, and as you've been following us while we've been sharing from the book of Daniel is a very strategic book. Now, there's a lot of information in the book of Daniel that in the translation of it have changed the dynamics of the land and how things were done. And so when you read the book of Daniel, you must read it from a standpoint of revealing the secrets of this particular book. But not only that, most theologians and scholars who talk about the book of Daniel, they talk about the book of Daniel from this perspective. Most people call the book of Daniel an apocalyptic book. When you hear the word apocalyptic, you have to understand it's an actual Greek word. So when you hear of scholars and theologians talk about Daniel, there's something in the book of Daniel that has been changed in the translation. So the translation of the book of Daniel, so you can understand, everything in the Old Testament is Greek or Arabic or Phoenician, Semitic, or what we call Orthographic writing. So you have to understand that to study the Word of God, one must be able to understand what's been hidden from the concealed part so it can be revealed to mankind. And as we're studying the Word of God, everything that's been concealed will be revealed to us so we would have knowledge of the word of God. Those of you joining us via Facebook, please share with others and embrace yourself today, because in this new month, there's some things that are getting ready to transpire in the land. If you went to my social media, I shared some things on yesterday that many people did not totally understand what I was sharing with you. But if you look at it and clearly, you'll know exactly to the details of what I was expounding on and trying to reveal to the people as it relates to events. Because what you're dealing with now is you're dealing with the divine laws of God, the divine laws of nature, and anything dominated by nature is dominated by the presence, the hand, and the power of God. God bless you. Welcome. If you're first time listening, please let us know where you're listening from, what nation or country you're listening from, so we can greet you and bless you on today. And thank you for connecting with us from whatever nation and world you're listening in from. We want to thank you for that on today. We want to acknowledge for connecting with us. Excuse me, those on over there on blog side, please forgive us. Oftentimes when I connect, the system throw you off, but we got the connection over here. Thank you, administrator. My administrator, appreciate you on today. We're connecting with all the people and bringing them all together. So we have the blog talk radio live. We have the conference line. I mean, the social media, Facebook Live as well, too. So, all right. So we bless the Lord for you, you, and you on today. All right. Let's, as I was sharing with many of you as it relates to the timetable that we're in, it is very critical to understand the timetable. And when you're talking about prophetic events, you're talking about a timetable of events that are happening. And so we are in a prophetic, or what we call a global forecast within the earth realm, a global forecast. When you talk about a global forecast, you're talking about all seven continents, and each particular continent, how things are being forecast for the future of the nation or the world. And all of the forecasts of each nation must come into alignment, how they want things to be brought into alignment. And so I'm going to talk about the prophetic forecast for many of you. And some things, as I was in meditation this morning in prayer, the Spirit of the Lord God was dealing with me. He was dealing with me from this perspective. He said, if you're going to share with the world the events that is going on, you want to bring the people into understanding that once these events are spoken prophetically out of the mouth of a servant or his prophet, there will be a hijacking spirit. There will be warfare, an intense warfare that will come against your words to try to stop them. And many of the followers who are following you, go ahead and share this with others, who are following you will be discouraged by what you will share with them. So let the people know, once the word is spoken, the word is solidified, but the spirit that wants to hinder the word are demonic forces. So when you read the book of Daniel, because it's 12 chapters in the book of Daniel, and these 12 chapters in the book of Daniel are all governmental chapters. And so the translation has been altered. So a lot of things in Daniel have been altered. But if you operate in the prophetic and you teach it, your words aren't being altered. It's the translation of the words that have been altered. So one must go in and prophetically break the cryptic code of translators who have translated the word so it can be only hidden to those who are secret societies, hidden to those who will understand their translation and understand their timing. And so as we're breaking the code and the secret, we're breaking the translation and unlocking things. Sir Herschel Marshall, Sir William Herschel, made a quote. Now listen to this. He said, all human discovery I seem to be made only for the purpose of confirming more and more the strongly the truth that I contain in the sacred scriptures. And so what's been contained in the scriptures are to be revealed to humanity so that they can know. Many of us over the last several years, we have been encrypted with what we call corona. Now, I want to break this down so many of you can really understand it. When you heard the word COVID-19, COVID right now, or COVID-19, it was the set point. Write that down. 2019 was the setting point for 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, 24, 25, 26. It was actually the setting point for the entire time that the time in the earth realm that demonic spirits and ancient spirits and ancient demonic spirits want to rule and reign in those forces. So 2019 or COVID-19 was to prepare the people with the set the mind, to set your mind. And that 2019 was supposed to set your mind under the crypto or the cryption of Corona 19. Now, if you study, many of you who study, if you study what that coronavirus meant, it's a crown, it's a corona around the, it's around the gene. The genius of the brain around it, and then on it, you see little diseases on it, and it's called corona, and then it was a virus. Now, you have to remember years ago, I probably would go all the way to the 80s, there was a beer called the Corona beer. People were drinking it. They were drinking it. It was the preparation of all that was coming. So they gave the world the sound. They gave the world the beer to drink. Then they created a city in California called Corona, California. So you were slowly drinking it, an alcohol. Follow me. You were drinking an alcohol. Then they gave us land, so they presented what we call infrastructure. They made you drink it, then they prepared a place for you to live in it. So once you drank Corona, the beer, they created a city in California, and the city was the foundation of what was going to happen. So they gave the beer for you to drink, then they gave the city for the people to live in. Then they took it to the level where since you were drinking it and living it, why don't we create it so you can know that it's a disease? So we have Corona the city, we have the Corona the beer, and now we have Corona a virus. So what we did now is we established a virus out of what you was using as a foundation to live and a foundation to drink. So you had already taken, you already drank the virus. You already lived the virus. Now you're going to manifest the virus. So the world was set up so that they can drink the virus, they can live in the virus, and it can manifest coronavirus. And what you have is you have the three-dimensional. I'm bringing it up front. And so from that place, they prepare the world to understand that because you drink the virus, you live among the virus. Why don't we put the virus in you so we can connect you with it? then we can give you a vaccination, a vaccine that we can use all the particles of everything needed to bring the world under subjection. He who controls your hearing controls your what? Your destiny. You know, money is a powerful tool to rule the world. And it rules the world based upon the money. Follow the money trail, you'll find out who rules the world. Now, once you have found, you find that strategy out, you will be able to understand that the world is all about a genealogy, the gene system. This thing is all about the power to control the dispensation of the ruling realm of those who God has positioned. This has not just happened today. This has been going on for centuries. This has been going on since the world had been, since the fall of man, from chapter number 6 of the book of Genesis, when the fallen angels slept with the daughters of men. Once they slept with the daughters of men, then it opened up for us to understand that we will have to follow a seated system that was always bringing people into being encrypted by demonic spirits and demonic forces. Now, we are at a pivotal time in the earth realm where the world is changing and the dynamics of the earth realm is changing because of the power shift in the earth realm. And so when you look at ruling societies and ruling world and ruling events, you will know right now where we are at in 2022, the Gregorian calendar and the time of the events of this Gregorian calendar, so that the believers will understand exactly to the specific details and the specific timing of God for your life, for your purpose, and for the mandate that's on the life. Now, 5783, based upon the Judaic calendar, and there are many other calendars that are closely connected to the Judaic calendar and the time of the event. But what happened is the Gregorian calendar, which talks about 2022, were already established and ordered by the Catholic Church, or what we call the Jesuit order. And these were the dominant orders from the 1600s to the 1500s to the 1400s to change the climatic timetable for which God has genes set. When I talk about genes being set, I'm talking about the origin of the genealogy of the bloodline that brings you back to the purification of the knowledge of Yeshua and bring you back to understand Elohim present for mankind in the earth realm to change the psychic of what man wanted to do from the beginning of time. You don't want to know. You don't want to lose sight of the vision for which God has created for the earth realm or universally for mankind. And so when you read the book of Daniel, you must read the book of Daniel based upon how God established chapter number 1 of the book of Daniel. Chapter number 1 of the book of Daniel was not about a fast. It was about a lifestyle. It was how Daniel was able to stay in a place in his relationship with God. And being in that place in his relationship with God, Daniel's body did not deviate from the course of the ancient spirits of Nimrod or the Babylonian system. Babylon, the Babylonian system that was created. So during the reign of King Jehoiakim, king of Judah, now Judah is a tribe of Judah, praise of Judah, the Jewish tribunal family. So you don't want to lose sight of where you're going as a people and as a power source in the earth realm and where we stand right now. And so Nebuchadnezzar, who will rule the king of Babylon, he will finally rule Babylon unto Jerusalem. He will rule it. But there were sons that did not eat of the table of king meat. And actually, they didn't eat meat. It was actually porridge. You see how they changed the language? Because Babylonian people ate meat. Jewish people drank a porridge. They didn't eat meat. So they didn't eat of those meat. You see how linguistic things change in here? And people would think it's meat. No, it was a porridge. So you, when you study the events, you'll understand how things were done. Now, here's where it is powerful, so many of you can understand where I'm going to go with this today. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand with parts of the vessels of the house of God. Now, when you look at vessels here, the vessels of the house of God, we are very pivotal to the plan of God and the strategy of God and the strategic plan of God, vessels of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar to the house of his God. So when you read this, you have to understand they intertwine those who were of vessels of God, you, and those who were a vessel of the Babylonian system, their God. And they brought them together into what? The treasury house of God. So they brought us all together to give. Now, if you read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 7, the word of the Lord God by way of Paul writing to the Corinthian church, he said, we have a treasure in an earthen vessel that the excellency of it may be of God and not of ourselves. You see, I use the word vessel. So we bring in the translation back here so you can understand that there was a connection with the vessels of God and then the vessels that will be coming together with Babylonian system. Now, let me go forth. And the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuch, that he would bring certain children. Now, you see the children. Certain selected children of Israel. Israel means promise. Certain selected children that would be considered what? The promise of God and of the king's seed. So that Babylonian system, their seed will be connected with the seed of who? God's chosen people. They will come together. Those two seeds will come together. And we want to bring them together. Now, let me read on. And of the princes, children whom was what? No blemish, well-favored. Children who was well-blemished, well-favored by the power of God. That's why when we're watching what's going on in the world, the contamination of the brilliancy of men and women of God, the mental illness and the mental toll or the mental stamina of the people are under tremendous attack. Now, I want to pause here to say this. Men and women of God, brace yourself. I'm telling you, believe me when I say this. Brace yourself, men and women of God. And when I say brace yourself, men and women of God, leaders, especially in the church world, you are under tremendous attack. The attack is so horrendous, you can't discuss it with your congregation. You have to really have a certain type of people you can literally sit out and talk about the dichotomy of the mind and what's coming up against you right now in the earth realm. Why is that now even greater? Because the sounding systems of the world has been limited and some have been shut down. If you look at the major platforms of the world, big giant concerts, most of them were canceled for this month. And they have been canceling them for the rest of the year. Now, you're watching great, well-known singers who are leaving the scene now. Why? Because they have made covenant with forces for power to control certain realms. Now, these are men and women who were given power in certain realm of dimension. Whether you're in the church world, whether you're in the music industry, whether you flow in rhythmic frequency of your body, you will see many of them going to the sunset, and many of them will not have power to flow in that dimension because they know that 2020, They were part of the source that was supposed to be part of the corona sound frequency that was given in the earthwave. Now, it's being limited, and some have been eliminated. Now, so you can understand, and many of us who are in powerful position in the kingdom of God, you are under watch right now. And it's not only me. You are under watch right now in the frequency system of the world. And if any of you join in Clubhouse, you are totally under investigation, because Clubhouse was birthed out of the 2020-2021 year. It was birthed from that place. That's why when you read, when you study, when you hear about Clubhouse, you have to understand, what did they do when they shut the world down? They told the world to go into their houses. And what transpired when he told everybody under that time of going into your houses, the world, they went into the club. The church world, we went into our houses. So when they released us to come out, they created what we call Clubhouse. They intertwined us together. We all came together. And we got on social media, because you have to have a certain type of phone to get on Clubhouse. And when you get on Clubhouse, it's already encrypted to pick up your sound and your frequency. Those who are encrypted with the sound of the mystery, you're going to have hell on Clubhouse, because those who are not encrypted on Clubhouse is going to try to bring their sound into your sound to confuse your knowledge, your understanding, your ability, your talent that you're carrying, because the knowledge of the secrets of God are revealed in encrypted, coded system in the DNA of the brain of the gene of mankind through the cerebellum and the cerebrum and the central nervous system. And that knowledge is housed there, and God have that sacred knowledge to be revealed. But when you came into Clubhouse, your knowledge was connected with their knowledge of falling, and they, what they did is they discombobulated your frequency, and you can't flow. Or you said it's so much confusion, so much is going on. Once you jump off the social media, things are happening because it's encrypted. They know what they were doing, and the plan was to bring you out of the place of the knowledge of God. That's why, you know, I had to limit myself even on that platform, because when God began to start revealing to me where I need to be, he said, you need to be in the face of me. When you're in the face of me, you will be in the frequency of me, and I will reveal to you what will befall nations and world. And so when you read the book of Daniel, you'll find out that the book of Daniel, chapter number 1, was not about a fast. It was about a frequency that speed up the process of knowledge and understanding, that Daniel would not be able to eat. He would not eat at the table of the ancient Babylonian system that will encrypt the knowledge that he will have. So Daniel was moving in impeccable power and ability to flow in the presence of God like never before. He was able to move in the spiritual dimension. That's why when you understand the pulsivity of humanity, you understand the blood flow of mankind. Through the pulse of a man, he will be able to move in the rhythm. You can move. You can be 50 years old, and you can go into the spirit and take 20 years off your life. When you read the book of, you know, the enemy want to try to stop this powerful move right now. When you read the book of Isaiah, it was proven that, and even in King, when he came into the presence of King Hezekiah, there are levels of the spiritual realm, men and women of God, that you will be able to move in. That is why the spirit of confusion is a dark place to many people, and you're watching transitional things. Even if you look at what Jace did when he passed the mantle, there's something happening there. Look at what's going on in the land. Many people are passing mantles, but they don't have the sound of a mantle. You have to have the sound of the mantle to receive the mantle, and that's in 2 Kings chapter number 2, verses number 2. But let's stay here, right here, so I could bring you to a point to understand. He said in verse number 4, he said, children in whom was no blemish, well-favored and skillful in what all wisdom and cunning and knowledge and understand science and such had ability in them that can stand before the king. Why is that? Stand before the king. Now, let me share this with you so you can understand that, because I had to do a study so people can really understand. Now, to be able to understand the king, you have to understand the crown, the kingdom. The king understands the dome, the dome. Now, the movie that came out called The Woman King is to throw off the black women. Now, I want y'all to hear this. I want you to understand this, women of God, so you will not be fooled by your royal position that you actually originally had. I know another woman came on the scene and she called herself a king in 2008 because they gave her a city. I know that there's somebody that talked about this in ancient times, but there was all civilizational shifts that were supposed to deviate the beautification of the femininity and the royal position of a woman. Now, I'm saying this because you got to understand crown. I did a study the last several weeks on how a crown is made. Now, to really understand a crown, how it's enrayed, an array of a crown with diamonds and with ruby and sapphire that a woman would wear. She was arrayed. Her crown fit her head. A king crown could not fit on the head of a woman because it would throw her out of the dimension of her femininity into masculinity, and she would not be able to birth properly the dimension of womanhood. You cannot be continually fooled by these two white women who wrote this script for and gave y'all a movie and show warriors. Now, I want to help you out so you can understand you don't want to miss this, men and women of God, but sisters, y'all don't want to miss it, because the world has always moved the women from, especially our culture, from their position of knowing them. And so another one of my colleagues, and we love to talk about this, the question was, well, what about if a woman, a man is not in his position? Well, you have to study why that man isn't in his position first. Study why he is in his position. Now, if you have to step in his position, it will be a cost for you to step in that position. So I want you to know, you can be in that position, but it's going to cost you something in your femininity and the female organs of your body. Study it. And they already studied you long time ago. They studied everything about us. Everything about us. That's the power of your greatness. Now, let me go back to the crown. Now, a crown that you will wear, the crown, there's several types of crown. And you can go Google it right now. That's why Queen Elizabeth was arrayed to understand the crown. And in her DNA, you will study her DNA to the specific detail. You can understand her blackness in her DNA. That's why she was arrayed for 70 years. Because the power that you carry handling the crown give you the authority and the strength to handle your position and your royalty, your femininity, and the power for which you are arrayed in by the hand of God. There are certain things that God has given you and enabled you the ability to walk in, to breathe in, to understand. Your job is to handle the inheritance of the seed of the king, not be the king. That movement, that perverted lesbian movement, that perverted movement, feminine movement, was supposed to break the will of the greatness of who you will actually be in the kingdom of God. You have to understand what God has positioned you for. That's why you're watching the world change and the position is out of place. So when sisters who walk in powerful feminine role with authority, many of you get upset with her or you try to change her or bring her into that trap, cannot be trapped by the power of greatness. It will never happen no matter what you do. And it ain't popular what I'm saying, because you got jelly back preachers who will not stand and speak of this place because they're too afraid that your high-ranking position or your high-ranking numbers in the church will make them feel like they're being like somebody's a chauvinist. We're not being a chauvinist. We're training and teaching you the power of your beauty, the power of your greatness, the power of your authority in the presence, like an Esther was, which means hidden or secret. how she was arrayed with the glory and the power. So now let me bring you back to the book of Daniel so you will understand it. I needed to put that in there so people can really, really, truly understand the power of a queen and her role in history to the king and to the authority of the king and to how she was arrayed with the glory of God. God didn't change that because a man was out of his position. He never changed his plan. I know what the game changer does. I know what the polluted Persian Babylonian system wanted to do. I totally understand that. But when you understand your position in the kingdom of God, you understand the power for which you carry under the enlightening authority of who you are. You've been arrayed with such powerful ability. That's why when you look at the crown, look at some of the crown and the weight of the crown and the beauty of the crown and how expensive they were made with carats of gold and the beautification of those crowns. My goodness, God Almighty. You would be blessed to understand to just wear the king dome, the dome that's over your head, the crown, and the power for which you'll be able to have to operate in that spiritual dimension and not be fooled by the demonic world to make you miss out on the greatness of who you are and the greatness of who he is to you. And this is a freebie. If you, and the Bible never told the woman to love the man. He said the man ought to love his wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. And she ought to reverence him, obey, submit to him. And that comes with the love of a king. And when a king like Ahasuerus loved Esther, she was able to come into the presence of the greatness of who he was and the position of who he was as king. So you have to understand the power. But let me move right back to this one in the book of Daniel. The book of Daniel. It's just that so many people, they end up marrying the wrong person or based upon their background, they marry for the wrong reason and the wrong purpose. And that's why we have a lot of angry sisters who were hurt or wounded in relationship, or they didn't have a father in the household, and from that place they followed the rest of those angry women, wounded women, displaced women, and they followed that and they created a movement that moved you out of your royal position and will cause you to be miss the power and the possession for which God has ordained for you and to have and the things that you were to have. Let me move on down so you can understand this. Now, I want you to understand verse number four here. Verse number four of Daniel. He said, children in whom was no blemish, but well-favored, skillful in wisdom, cunning, and knowledge, and understood science, and such had the ability in them to stand in what? To stand in what? The king's palace. Now, you see that? They were able to stand in the presence of royalty and the reigning of the realm. They were able to stand in those places. Now, in whom they might teach the learning of the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them daily provision of the king's meat. And when you see meat here, that simply means the information or the knowledge of them. Feeding them the knowledge of the Babylonian system, feeding them the knowledge, and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them, what, 3 years. Now look at this, 2020, 2021, and 2022, 3 years, 2019, 2020, 2021, to come into 2022. They were feeding you the knowledge of the system, so that they can move you from the place of what God had designed for your life and designed specifically for you. Now, I've just shifted here, so let me take you back to understanding what Daniel's role was in his position and the knowledge that will bring us into understanding how we can survive our position and remain under the umbrella of the sacred things of God to reveal the secrets of the world to the people. I hope this makes sense because I shifted us a little bit. I got to bring you back. Now, that at the end they might stand before the king. They could stand before the king. But what happened? They could not stand before the king because it was too late. They had a certain time and a certain time cycle to do what was needed to be done. Now among these were the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, unto whom the prince of the eunuch gave name. For he gave unto Daniel the name Belshazzar, and Hananiah the name Shadrach, and to Mishael, Meshach, and Azariah, Abednego. So they understood what they were doing. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat or the Babylonian system. Every human body that was created carries a DNA and carries the specific documentation of the presence of God in him. Every one of you carries the documentation of eternity encrypted in humanity, served in the earth realm for the purpose of revealing the secrets of the fallen angels in heaven, their sights, their ways, so that you will be able to move in the power of God, and you will be the revealers in the earth realm of all of the specific details. That's why when you worship, you praise, you sing, you flow, you will be able to carry a sound and a frequency that will influence the atmosphere, hemisphere, troposphere, biosphere, lithosphere, heliosphere. You will control those realms with your sound that's encrypted inside you by the Father, who will be able to give you the frequency to bring breakthrough, healing, deliverance for people's lives, changing people's lives. Go inside and speak prophetically over their lives to change what the enemy wanted to do inside humanity, to change them from the things of God into the ancient Babylonian system. And you would not be able to know the details unless you bow to that system. Once you have bowed to those ancient systems, you are officially given power over the earth and the glory of it that Jesus was given in the book of Matthew chapter number 4, verse 9 and 10, where Satan came and said, showed him all the world and the glory of them, and said, I will give it to you if you do what? Bow. What did that mean? Let me tell you something. When you bow, that means the head of your head. That's why it's a crown. Your actual head. When you bow to that system, what you do is you say, I'm giving you authority over the temple. That's why the Jews understood the temple, not a building. The temple is the highest peak of the mind. When you bow to a system, you have given them authority over the temple, the actual power to rule and to have control over your secrets in your mind and the cerebellum and the cerebrum of the central nervous system. You're carrying power which is inside the innate ability of you. Your brain is a very powerful computer that holds knowledge unbecoming to man. So if Daniel would have agreed with that or ate, he would have given his very temple of his secret, of his mastery of knowledge, his skillfulness, his science, his research away to the Babylonian system, who already knew when they came into those countries and they took, they were given power, they gave them power over the Jews. They looked for the best of the best children. That's why 21 was all about your children. and the issue with the formula milk. You'll see the word formula. They said they ran out of formula. So 44%, they said we ran out of formula at 44%. Now think about 44%. So they needed that other 44% to be able to rule the children, and that would be actually in 2030, 2040, going to 2040 and 2050 because of the world changing. This is all about the next generation, and this is all about defeating and destroying the generation of men who have knowledge of the power of the mysteries of the kingdom of God. So you will move into this knowledge that God has given us through his presence and his power and his glory. They know specifically in detail. It's already been spoken in Jeremiah. When you read Jeremiah 29 and verse number 10, after 70 years in Babylon, I will visit you. I will visit the place. I will visit the place. And then when he visits the place, he will return to the place, and he will do what? He will return the power back. That's why you have to understand him. In 1947, they made Israel a state. In 1952, they made Queen Elizabeth the queen. So now we understand where we at in the world or the world system, how things are done, how things are played out, how things were perpetuated. That's why she was able to rule the Caribbean Sea, which is the warmest climate, the Caribbean Sea of the world, and the deepest sea and the widest sea of the world, the Caribbean Sea. And she ruled the church at England, the church at England, the colonial church. And she ruled the monetary system because of her position and her crown. The king ruled her. He ruled over her. That's why he was called the Prince Philip. Very seldom do you hear him was called King Philip. He was called Prince because of the power that was given to her. Because she was the carrier. She was the carrier of the what? She was carrier of what? The inheritance or the seed of the king. She was the carrier of the seed. And it was important for her to be able to operate in total. Listen to this. She had to operate in total femininity at all times. She could never display any unruliness in public affairs. So if you study her 70 years, you never saw her get out of her character. You never saw her display ignorance. You never saw her speak unprofessionally, none of her entire 70 years. Why? Because she understood her femininity. She would carry the expensive purses and wear her arrayed hat. Her clothes cost almost some of the houses people would live in. She had the best of the best as a woman. So how that you're going to call a woman a woman king? You'll never be able to get on the throne that God had prepared for you. They know that. Blood on your hands. She never had blood on her hands. That woman never had one inkling of blood on her hands. She was arrayed. She was a woman who spoke with a voice of reasoning, a voice of knowledge. Look at her, study her. I study kings and queens all the time. So you will understand her authority of how she was arrayed in greatness. You never saw her one time step to a man. They stepped to her. She proved her record. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me. You ain't ready for me. You have to understand how she was arrayed in the dynamics of her existence. 70 years of being in dominance, power, and ability, trained to know her position totally. Now, in the back room, you'll never know what her conversation was to her king. You'll never know what she gave, but she was an advisor. She was a helpmeet because her knowledge was impeccable knowledge to a knucklehead husband and a knucklehead son. But she was able to speak from that place. And then those who were who was part of that family had vowed to not even talk or discuss the beauty of her position. She protected that crown to the teeth. Amen. Say amen, somebody. Now let me go back here too, so I can bring you to my pivotal point of what I wanted to share today with you all, so you can understand how the spirit of deception is fooling a lot of people from stepping into their position in the kingdom of God and the authority of God for which God had mandated for mankind or the people who are coming into power and authority. Now, this is an unstoppable time. It's an unstoppable dispensation in the world. So what you're watching and viewing is the entire move in the earth realm and the entire move as it relates to the financial marketplace. You're watching the entire Caribbean Sea being moved. You're watching the entire religious system being moved through the dominant power for which she had and was arrayed in through the plan. Now, the melanated people, which is the gene that can't be stopped, you don't want to be moved outside of your position for which God had ordained you to be in specifically in detail. So you will know the glory of God for which you're. Isn't it interesting? Everybody in the world want to be like you. Everybody. Everybody is studying you. You're under tremendous study and research, from Planned Parenthood to every part of the world, to study you, to study how you maneuver, to study your gene and the power of your gene. You're so powerful, they choose not to even do a research on you. When they did the research of 1996, they did it on the chimpanzee, they did it on the monkey, and they did it on the gorilla. And each of them showed their level. And then on their human, they showed their level at 6. Your level was a 9, the power of where you were at. So to study the greatness of the earth realm and who God chooses is not, that's not a choice that you made. Our obedience to God and serving the Lord positioned us for where we are today, biblically. That's biblically. Let me go further to take you down to verse number of Daniel chapter number 1. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor wine which he drank. Therefore, requested of the prince of the eunuch that he might not defile himself. You don't want to defile yourself right now. Nobody want to be in a position where you give demonic powers authority over you. Now, listen to this. God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuch. And the prince of the eunuch said unto Daniel, I fear my lord, the king, who has appointed me and to drink. For why should he see your face worse like then the children which are of your sort? You see how it is? So there's children of your kind. You are a different breed. Am I prophesying to somebody? You are a different breed of people. You are a different type of people in this season. So you'll be able to move from that place in that realm, and that power, and that ability, all right? So you won't lose out on the strength and the ability for which God has given you to operate in. Amen. All right, thank you, Administrator Brian. Those who are following us on Blog Talk, we bless the Lord. We haven't forgotten you over there. We're teaching. Well, we're still teaching. We're still teaching. Whether I was on Facebook or not, I'll be still doing the same teaching. so you will understand the power for which you're operating in and the level for which you are in. Let's move on to verse number 10. The prince of the eunuch said unto Daniel, I fear the Lord, the king, who has appointed the meat and your drink. For why should he see your face worse like than the children which are of your sort? The question. So he explained to them, then shall ye make me endanger my head to the king. Then Daniel to Melchizedek, whom the prince of the eunuch had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, prove thy servant, I beseech you, 10 days, and let them give us pulse. In other words, check our pulse. After 10 days, check our pulse and see and water to drink. Then let our countenance, there it is, how we look, be looked upon before thee and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of your meat. Now, what am I saying right now? Many of us right now, there's a separation of those who God will use now and those who the Babylonian system will use. That's why you have to really understand right now, most of you all, right now, from the book of, let me go to Matthew 24:24. So I said this before. Listen to this so you will know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm pausing so I can bring you into this knowledge, pastors, leaders, corporate executives, business people, people who are in ministry at this level in ministry. Matthew 24:24, he said, there shall arise false Christ and false prophets to show great signs and wonder in so much that if it were possible, they would deceive the very elect. I'm saying to many of you, right now, there are a all-points bulletin right now against men and women of God who are carrying the knowledge, the secrets, and revealing in the earth realm what is befalling the nation and what is going on. Their spirits being loose that operate, act, respond, look, they perform at the level of us, and they will be fooling the people. They've been sent out to try to fool the church world and draw you back into the web and draw you back into the trap where you will miss it. That's why right now the spirit of discernment, the spirit of being able to understand clearly who you are and know who's among us right now, there's a spirit fooling the people of God. And they're being fooled. That's why you have to have a certain type of knowledge and understanding of the word of God so you will not be fooled by the narrative, the social media, the movie system, the teleporting, which deals with television, and fool God's people from seeing this demonic spirit that are moving in signs and wonders. So many people are mesmerized by this charismatic genre to fool God's people. That's why so much is being exposed right now in the world. People that are being amazed. Whoa, I never saw this. Man, I never thought this. Because these spirits were fooling people to the point where now their deity God, the ancient spirit of Nimrod, this ancient spirit, doesn't have the power to do what they want to do. That's why the Vatican is under watch. The government is under watch right now because there's a transition of power in the land. There's a transcending place. So we're in a farewell address of many things that is happening in the world. So you're watching it now. But Daniel was able to maintain the favor of God on his life and not be moved by the trap that was set because because he gained favor through the Lord. That's why many of us, we're gaining favor through the Lord to do what we're doing in the kingdom of God. Let me turn back to Daniel and bring it on in for those of you who have followed us on Blog Talk, who have followed us. Let me pause here to make this quick announcement. Those of you, we're prepared for what we call our Family Value Conference 2022. It will be October the 28th through the 30th at our local church in the city of Harvey, Illinois, and our celebration that they're having for me as well, that there as well. It doesn't cost anybody anything this year. It's the 55th year for my birthday and 28 years of ministry, probably 28 years now of ministry. That will be October the 28th, 29th, and 30th. We got powerful speakers that will be ministering the word of God. On Friday night, we're looking for a powerful time. Saturday morning, we're going to have a powerful workshop. And Sunday evening, a powerful speaker. You're going to have more information this week concerning all of our speakers in the conference. So if you're in Chicagoland, and join us in Harvey, Illinois, 231 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois for our Family Value Conference 2022. We want to see you there. You will be blessed by the atmosphere and the presence of the Lord God. We want to see you in the building and in the place. I'm excited about what God is doing, and we're thanking God for all of our covenant partners and our virtue members and our local congregation and those of you who would join us from around the world for our life, our Family Value Conference. This is our 11th year, Administrator Brian, our 11th year conference. So it's an exciting time for many of us that will be connected with us. We're looking forward to seeing many of you there for this awesome conference 2022. I want to see you there. Some of you, we haven't had an opportunity to meet you, and it certainly would be an honor and a pleasure to meet so many of you who have connected with us over the years. Our 11-year Family Value Conference 2022, we started in Montgomery, Alabama. We brought it to, I believe we brought it back here. So we're looking forward to a powerful time in the Lord. Give me a quick second, people of God. We thank you, God, for many of you who will be joining us for this conference. It's going to be a powerful conference that is coming up. I'm telling you, this is an exciting hour in the earth realm for the men and women of God who will be prepared to join us for this great conference coming up. Amen. I want to see you there for this conference 2022. Amen. And the theme of the conference is that excelling the family for the purpose of the kingdom. That's the theme of the conference this year, excelling the family for the purpose of the kingdom. We need to move in excelling the family for the purpose of the kingdom. The enemy is really busy, and so we want the people of God to be even more busier for the things of the Lord God. All right, let's bring it on in here. Verse number 11 of the book of Daniel, verse number 13. Then he said, let our countenance be looked upon before thee, and our countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat. And as thou seest, deal with us, thy servant. So you would know the difference between who is in the kingdom and who's not. And I'm going to pause here. There is a revealing time, and go ahead and share this, many of you right now, and leaders and those who are following us. I want to share this with you right here. There's something that's getting ready to happen major in the land, and I want the people to keep an eye on the White House. Keep your eye on the White House. I want you to know
that as I share things that God would give me, the Lord is a revealer of many things. He's a revealer of many things. We're in a time where it's going to get really, really chaotic. It's going to be chaotic. And you have to keep your eyes sealed. We're watching a congressional shifting in the Congress. We're watching a move like never before. And Satan has planted his people in churches, in schools, in universities, and political positions around the world. He had positioned his people. Daniel was able to influence all of those kingdoms with the favor that was on his life and the kindness of his heart. He won the heart of ancient deity God, the way he dealt with those people. As believers, we have power and favor from the Lord to operate under any administration, no matter who's in power. But you must have a relationship with the Father to be able to move in that place. Everybody will not be able to do that because of the system and the way they've been taught and trained. Daniel served under Neo-Persian king and ancient Babylonian kingdom. And he was able to serve under those kingdoms without giving up his position and walking away. We have so many believers who are so fearful of demons and witches and so fearful of you in your own neighborhood. They're not going to survive. You have to walk in a level of faith, man of God and woman of God. There's inside of us the power that demons will fear you. Demons fear men and women of God who operate at a level in God, just like Enoch did. You have to know your place in the things of God. And when you stand on your word and don't compromise the principles of God, people fear you. You don't have to fear them. You don't have to run from one place to another and say, oh, a witch is over there. I don't want to be over there with the witches, because that's immaturity. That's a lack of understanding, a lack of knowledge. You have men and women of God in the body of Christ that anytime trouble comes, they bail out. They throw in the towel. Anytime something happens to leadership, they quit and throw in the towel on God. You cannot do that. The power that you hold and the authority that you operate in is the power of the innate ability of the presence of God. And what God is doing in this dispensation, he's arraying you with such knowledge of all of the secrets of the fallen angels. God is revealing to us position. Let me give you a perfect example. In a particular region, God will give his apostolic people data of spiritual mapping. Daniel understood spiritual mapping, and spiritual mapping is consisted of being able to hear, ascertain, and know where demonic forces are and warn the people ahead of time. They're actually like Mordecai, gatekeepers to watch over cities, to watch over towns, to watch over nations, and to warn the people. You can't be afraid in this season of your life of an illusion of what you think you see. God has turned many people over to a strong illusion. They will rather believe a lie than the truth. Your place of intercession and your life set apart to God opens you up to impeccable data and information of what's going on in the world. Being a sought-after prophet in the world right now is because I'm able to release information to nations and around the world of what's going on in regions and communities. That's not a hard thing to do when you walk in a place in God, open to Him. The distraction in the earth realm will mess with the contraction in your birthing. You want me to say that again? The distraction in the earth realm will mess up the contraction in your birthing. Many of you are to birth out the secret of the kingdom of God, but the distractions in the earth realm are interfering with the contraction of your birthing in the land. You have to be in proper posture. 2022, men and women of God were supposed to be in a different posture. If you don't properly know how to breathe when you're delivering a baby, they will tell you we have to do a cesarean and or an epidural. That means they will have to put a needle in your back to stop the pain so you can deliver. Some of us, you have to go through this pain to deliver this baby. Some of you have to breathe properly in this season. Some of you are having panic attacks for no reason. There's not a devil there. You got to be careful that you don't be afraid to entertain angels unaware. God has his hand on so many of us like never before. If there's visitation being made by the Spirit of God for his people. And you have to know that in the things of the Lord God, when God is visiting you, he's visiting you as a believer to reveal to you all of the things that need to be revealed to the king concerning the kingdom of God. Demonic spirits are on the horizon, but the presence of God are even higher than that. Some of you have been chosen and selected after this coronavirus, COVID-19. You are very pivotal for the earth realm right now for the movement, and God needs you like never before. He needs us like never before. You're encrypted with code. That's why you've been attacked at every level. You're carrying all of the things needed to reveal to government, to be revealed to world leaders, to be revealed to royalty, to be revealed to heirs of thrones, to kingdoms, to princes, so that they would know to the political system, the mayors and governors and cities and presidents throughout the world. You're being used immensely for the kingdom of God. And that's why it's important to know your position and stay in that posture. Don't be moved. Don't be thrown off. Don't be distracted. There's a level that God is taking some of you in, and you'll miss it if you continue to allow the lies and the narrative of the world and the spirit of illusion to fool you. You don't want to be fooled by what God is revealing to you right now. Some of you are in powerful position at this very moment. God is using you and choosing you. I dealt with this before. Intellect, dialect, intelligence, and dialogue of God to bring you into the frequency of the Lord. There's so much that God wants to reveal to you that is far greater than your mind or your thought can ever imagine. You are very pivotal to the right now of the kingdom of God and for the world. So many things God is doing through you and for you right now. It's important that you know your position and what the Lord is doing right now for you. Amen. This is the first Sunday in this month, so it's very important to know what's happening right now. It's so important for you to know what this month brings for so many people. We are in a farewell season of a lot of these ancient deities. That's why you see Bill Gates and many other philanthropists trying to make their final move in the land. You are a pivotal part of the presence of God and the movement of God right this moment. So that's why the Word of God says, study to show yourself approved unto God, that you are a specific workman that needed not be ashamed. You're rightly dividing the word of truth. And many of the followers who've been following us, you have to know where you are at politically in the systems of the world. There's something coming, and something coming this month. As I shared with the people on last month, it hit last month. Something is coming this month. It's going to shock a lot of people. I told the people there's leader in Chicago. There's going to be as shocking things that's happening there. The church world is going to be shocked by what they're getting ready to see and experience. So brace yourself. People of God, brace yourself. You got to brace yourself for what's going on. Don't put confidence in flesh. Don't put confidence in man. Your confidence has to be in the Lord. You have to trust the Lord. We're flawed. We love God. It's the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost that keeps us. But outside of that, there's nothing else. We need God, and we need his presence, and we need his power to do what we're doing in the kingdom of God. And it's through that power and presence of the kingdom of God, we're able to do the great things of the kingdom of God. Leaders, protect yourself, protect your mind. Whatever you do in this season, you have to protect your mind. I'm telling you, protect your mind. Protect your mind, faith. I'm going to say that again. The body of Christ, the believers, you have to protect your mind. You have to protect your mind. You cannot allow everybody to have access to you and the knowledge of you. That's why it's important for the believers to be in their position in the kingdom of God. You might not be able to hang with everybody. You might not be able to connect with everybody. And for some of you all, God is going to reveal. Thank you, Holy Ghost. For some of you, God is going to reveal some things to you that's going to hurt your heart about people. Some of you, God is going to reveal to you, I don't know who this for. There's some of you right now, God is revealing to you people at this very moment. And it's bothering you because you didn't think they were who they were. The prophetic has just fell on me right now. God is revealing to you, and some are going to be family, some are going to be closest friends, confidant, people you didn't even believe, even relationships. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to make a decision. Some of you are going to have to make critical decisions in this hour to save yourself and to save your inheritance. It's going to be very critical for you. I'm not prophesying to somebody. I want the people to understand. Right now, this month is going to reveal to some of you some things you never thought, even some prophecies about people. That some things you're going to hear, well, the Lord prophesied this for me and prophesied this for me and that person. People can miss prophecy. That's why the book of 1 Corinthians talks about when prophecies cease. God, the love of God. So some of you, God is going to reveal some things to your life that's going to hurt you, but it's really going to help you. Some of you have to make critical decisions for the glory of God to save yourself from what's coming. Because some people that are close to you, some of you right now, you have to make these decisions for where you're going mentally, physically and spiritually in your walk with the Lord, you have to be in that place and that posture right now. And I'm telling you, it's not going to be comfortable for a lot of you all, but it's going to benefit your life and your inheritance and where God is taking you and the knowledge of what he's revealing to you at this very point in your life. Stay in that place. He's revealing some things to you. And then when he reveals it to you, please don't be in denial and say, well, I want to make sure this is the Lord. 3D means it's up close. God is bringing things up close to you, and he wants you to see it. He wants you to know it and wants you to understand it. And when you see it and know it and understand it, don't live in denial. Another 8 months, 5 months, 3 years, 7 years, you have to make a decision, beloved, and know. Now, there's something getting ready to happen in our government. There's something getting ready to happen in the church world. And I'm telling you, it's going to shock many people. But many of you who have been following me, is you're not going to be shocked by what you're going to see.
But I'm going to
be able to know.
Something that's beneficial to you.
Absolutely. All the details of the things that are going on. So be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Amen. God is revealing those things to you right now. All right, let me stop right now. People of God, this is the first of the month, the first Sunday of 2022 in October. So we want you to stay connected with us in the things of the Lord. So we're bringing things alive to you, you and you on today. Hold fast. Brace yourself for what's to come. All right, I want to give you opportunity to be a blessing to us, to the ministry. Those of you who are want to sow into the ministry, the word of God, we're going to pick up on next week. Many of you are doing it. I do the drive-by with the prophet. Stay with us as we share throughout the week some of the things more critically that's going to be happening locally and globally so you can understand exactly what's going to happen. All right, I'm going to give you opportunity to be a blessing today to the ministry and sow a seed into this ministry right now, men of God and women of God. Those of you who said, Prophet Matthew, we're going to sow into this ministry. We're going to be a blessing to you. I want to give you opportunity to do that. Right now, the ministry right now. Bless covenant partners, bless virtue members, bless you on today. Say, Prophet Matthew, I'm sowing. You can go to Cash App at Money Sign at We Restore Cash App at Money Sign RFPIN and be a blessing. You can do it via Zelle. And we restore you, the letter U at yahoo.com, and be a blessing as well and sow a seed into the ministry work that we're doing, people of God. And those who want to go to the website at werestoreyou.org, you can do that. If you're mailing it, it's on the screen there. My administrator, we can buy it, put it up there. We want you to give an opportunity to sow that seed today. You're sowing it today to be a blessing. We thank God for you too. You can do it PayPal as well. Go there and be a blessing today. We thank God for our partners. Prophet Matthew, I'm sowing my Jubilee seed today. I'm sowing my partnership seed today. I'm being a blessing to you. You can do that. Those of you said, I'm stepping out to sow that $100 seed today for the work of the kingdom of God. You can do that on today as well. Partner with us, man of God. Partner with us, woman of God. We're sharing the word of God globally around the world. I encourage you today. This is an investment, one of the greatest investments of your life, to partner with us as we're sharing the word of God around the world. All right, we bless you on today. Those partners with us, you can sow that today. Those who are virtual members, you can sow. Those who are virtual members, you're sowing your tithes and your offerings today as well. We bless the Lord for you and thank God for you ahead of time for your giving and your sowing into the ministry work that we're doing. Please share this with many people so that they can be blessed by the word of God. The currency is shifting. There's some things that's going to be shifted totally by December 2022. Going into November, you're going to see it. There's some other things that are being transitioned right now that are happening, and you'll be able to see it as well over there. All right, those on the blog side, we bless the Lord for you on today. Continue to stay in that place. Continue to join us on Blog Talk. Don't forget to join us Monday night, 7 o'clock p.m. Well, join us today in our service at 11 a.m. We'll be at 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois, 11 a.m. You can join us right there in the sanctuary. Then Monday night, 7 o'clock p.m., we'll be on our Blog Talk, and we'll be on our conference line. So join us. There will be great word from the Lord. Every first and third Monday night, every Monday and Tuesday, Thursday, and first and third Friday, and first and third Saturday at 5 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Eastern, and 3 a.m. in the West Coast. Mountain time is 4 a.m. Join us as we minister in the Word of God. All right, partners, we appreciate you. We thank God for your seed that you're sowing. We thank God for your commitment and your dedication to sowing that seed. We appreciate you in advance for what you're doing. We loose the Word of God over you today. Thank you today, partners. Thank you, friends, for joining us. Stay in that place of God. Let His perfect will be done in your life and through your life, where righteousness exalts a nation. Sin is always a reproach to any people. Be strong in the Lord and grow in His power and grow in His might. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your quarters. My prayer for you on today is in your hand, Administrator Rita Bryant on the blog side. God bless you on today. We'll talk to you soon.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D.
Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy.
Coming soon.
Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestoreU, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com. Or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.